Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa.
It makes no sense to expel talented young people who, for all intents and purposes, are Americans. They've been raised as Americans, understand themselves to be part of this country.
That's President Barack Obama in a June 2012 speech announcing DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It's the policy that temporarily allows certain young immigrants, known as Dreamers, to legally reside and work in the U.S. It also allows them to obtain driver's licenses, or at least it's supposed to.
Nebraska is one of two states that won't allow these young people to get driver's licenses.
Amy Miller is a lawyer with the Nebraska ACLU.
And this is purely a policy being driven entirely by the governor. Our state legislature never debated the issue. It's not part of state law. It was the unilateral act of the governor alone ordering the Department of Motor Vehicles to deny driver's licenses to DACA recipients.
Miller is part of a case against the state of Nebraska challenging the denial of driver's licenses to DACA youth.
The idea that we would punish these young people and to tell them, despite the fact they're high achievers academically, despite the fact that they want to contribute back, no. You can't drive, and in Nebraska, with our spread-out geography and our weather, the reality is it is going to be very impossible to get anything accomplished if you can't drive.
We wanted to know more, so we got in touch with a group of Nebraska Dreamers. They agreed to meet us at the Heartland Workers Center, located in South Omaha.
I live in New York City. I don't own a car. I rarely drive. I don't think I could get away living in Omaha if I didn't have a car. What do you do? How do you get around?
You borrow a car from someone, you buy a car, and then you drive.
This is Julio. He's 23, brought here when he was just 11. By the way, none of the Dreamers we spoke to gave us their full names, since they're talking about doing things that could get them in trouble.
You are at the risk of getting stopped, and then police can ask you for a driver's license, and you don't have one. And that's a big problem.
Almost every Dreamer present told us that, license or not, they still drive.
There's just no other choice to it.
That's Dania. She's 17.
I'm still going to drive regardless. Yeah, I have fear of getting stopped by the cops, and it's a ticket, and it might be a possibility to be deported, but that's just not something that can stop me from my dreams.
Not having a driver's license isn't just inconvenient. Anna, who works as an executive assistant at a nonprofit, says it can keep Dreamers stuck in the informal sector where many Nebraska Latinos work.
If you're applying for a good job, you get a job offer. And then all of a sudden, okay, yeah, you got the job, but guess what? We need your driver's license.
But it turns out some of the Dreamers actually do have driver's licenses. They just aren't from Nebraska.
I got my driver's license in Iowa.
That's David, a 24-year-old student who builds fences for a living.
And how did you do that?
I just changed my address to Iowa.
How do you feel about, because you don't live in Iowa?
No, I don't. And I know that's wrong. But you're always afraid that you're going to get pulled over and get tickets. And those tickets are not, they're like almost $200, and I can't afford that.
They say using a false address to obtain an Iowa license is pretty common.
Well, we got the permit. It got rid of the biggest fear we had, being stopped and being sent back to your country. But it didn't get rid of any of the other fears. Like right now, we're breaking laws by going to Iowa and getting our driver's license.
That's Jessica. She recently got into a car accident with her Iowa license and plates. Now, she's worried she might be committing insurance fraud as well. And all of it could come back to haunt her in the future. For example, when it's time to renew her DACA status.
Breaking one law, you break another one and another one and another one. It's like a chain, like a circle that just goes around and around and around, and it never stops.
But what the Dreamers don't understand is why. If they are legally allowed to live and work in Nebraska under DACA, why won't the state government let them drive?
Probably trying to make money with the tickets.
Sometimes I feel like this is just a way of them trying to provoke Obama, and we're just in the middle of it. You know, like we don't, we're nothing.
The answer, they say, is that they just think they're pieces in a game of political chess. But that isn't a consolation for someone like Diana. She immigrated when she was 3 years old. Now she's a 17-year-old high school senior. And not being able to get a driver's license is just another thing that reminds her, you aren't a normal teenager.
You know, other people, my peers, getting their driver's license, their permits, you know, starting off, and people still ask me, like, oh, have you gotten your license yet? And I'm just like, no, I haven't gotten, but I don't tell them, you know, necessarily why. It's very annoying, actually, more than anything, just not being able to do what other people can do and how people constantly take advantage of the fact that they have these rights.
And it's bigger than licenses. Diana hopes to go to college next year and study graphic design. The other day, a friend asked her if she heard back from the federal financial aid program.
And she's just like, oh, well, can't you, haven't you filed your FAFSA yet? And I'm like, even if I were to file it, I can't get anything back. You know, I don't think people understand what it's like to be undocumented.
What is it like to be undocumented?
I feel like you just feel very alone. More than anything, you just feel very alone. I can't move forward because I don't have these rights. The only thing that's holding me back is that I don't have the financial aid to go off to college. So what do I do? Do I get stuck in a community college because I don't qualify enough for a state school, or I don't qualify or have enough money to go to a private school?
The emotions and frustration are so strong in this room. These kids all say they really, truly love Nebraska. And all they want is a chance to work hard and contribute to their state and to their country. This is Governor Heinemann's last year in office. If the ACLU lawsuit fails, the next governor could overturn the ban with the stroke of a pen. Youth leader Viridiana Almanza hopes that the state's next leader understands just how valuable the Dreamers are, or could be one day, if given the chance.
I think Nebraska needs to understand that, like she said, they're not going to stop here. They're going to go over to Iowa and be doctors over there or somewhere else.
And wouldn't it be nice for a change if talented young people decided to stay in the Cornhusker state?